This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Voters delivered mixed outcomes to levy requests from some of the state's largest school districts in recent school elections. Voters in five of Montana's largest public school districts last Tuesday delivered several key successes in local efforts to increase the amount of money flowing to classrooms by local levies. Yet in some communities, requests to bolster funding for school security and to help hold the line on general fund budgets hit hard by inflation, fluctuating enrollment, and the expiration of pandemic-era federal aid fell flat. School districts in Missoula, Bozeman, Helena, and Kalispell all won voter approval for modest to sizable increases to their schools' general operating funds. But in Belgrade, similar bids for additional support at the elementary and high school levels failed, as did Helena schools' requested increases for technology funding. The general fund levies put forth by AA districts not only support a wide array of general expenses, including staff salaries, but also enable schools to access additional state funds above the base amount appropriated by the legislature. And the requests for increases this year come at a time when local budget pressures have run headlong into growing fatigue among taxpayers, stretched thin by rising property values. School officials in many of those districts cautioned voters ahead of the May elections that without the local funding boosts they'd requested, schools could be faced with budget or staff cuts and reductions to educational programming. Kalispell School District's request for a high school levy increase estimated at about $3 million passed last week, the first successful levy increase for Kalispell High School's general fund in nearly two decades. The Kalispell School District has been running at a $1.5 million budget deficit, putting even greater importance on the results of the election. For the second year in a row, Missoula voters rejected the $1 million high school safety levy, but approved the elementary and high school operational levies. Bozeman voters continued a long-standing trend of backing proposed increases to the district's elementary and high school general funds, approving levy requests of roughly $250,000 for each. Business Director Mike Waterman said that the levies were primarily aimed at keeping the district's budgets at the maximum levels allowed under the state funding formula, optimizing the flow of state dollars. With the levies, Waterman estimates the district will have an additional $490,000 to take to the bargaining table when it negotiates staff salaries later this month. Bozeman Public Schools also saw success in last Tuesday's election on a $13.8 million building reserve levy on the elementary side to help the school district in addressing ongoing construction and maintenance needs at a time when inflation has driven up the cost of such work. The levy is a replacement for an existing building reserve levy expiring this year and will increase annual taxes on a $100,000 home by $2.83. General fund levy requests in Belgrade did not fare as well as in other AA districts. Trustees had asked for a $100,000 increase for the elementary school budget and a $65,000 increase for the high school budget. Both levies failed by several hundred votes. The funds were intended to address the increased costs of Belgrade district operations, including staff salaries, instructional materials, utilities, and insurance, the last of which is set to increase by 10% this year. Belgrade School Superintendent Didi Semerad said that voters' deliberations on the levy requests were likely impacted by uncertainty over what state lawmakers planned to do for property tax relief, a debate that stretched into the final days of the legislative session and close to the date for school elections. Semerad said that Belgrade is nonetheless in position to receive roughly $800,000 more in state funding through the STARS Act as a result of increases to teacher pay. She said the district will, over the coming months, work to adopt a budget that accounts for its levy requests not passing. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.